Hey, Damodar ki jai, Damodar. Vapurnatha Gopala Balam Manasyam Manasavirastam Kimanyai. So we'd like to focus on Damodar. This is our third presentation. One more to go. First day we did begin with the ninth chapter of the tenth canto of Bhagavatam and had covered the first nine verses, which was kind of setting the scene. Yeah, that was setting the scene for so that Yashoda Bhiyo Ulukhala Thavamanam, that Yashoda coming on the scene where Krishna was in the middle of stealing, eating, distributing butter and our Damodar. He's not Damodar yet, huh? He's not Damodar yet because he towards the end. Today, by end of today's discussion, he becomes Damodar. What is Damodar? Lord who is tied with Dham, though, yeah, the rope around his belly, Udar, Dham Udar. So he has not been tied yet. So Yashoda, seeing Krishna in the middle of that stealing and all those offenses that he had been committing that morning, Yashoda. So Krishna runs and Yashoda is running behind. And then, so that was kind of setting the scene from the first day leading into Damodarashtakam that we covered yesterday. Eight verses, beautiful verses. The commentaries of Sanatana Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami. And then today, we'd like to continue with verse number 10 of the chapter 10 of the canto 10. 10 canto, 10th. No, chapter 9. Okay, this is the next one mentioned here. 9th chapter, 10th verse. We have about 10 verses to go. And again, we will refer to some comments from Vishwanath Chakravarti as well as Srila Jiva Goswami. Anvanchamana janani brahachalat shroni bharang bharakranta gatihi sumadhyama जवेन विश्रांति विश्रंसित केश बंधन च्युत प्रसूनानुगति परामृशत. सो अन्वंचमाना जननी जननी मदर मदर यशोदा की जय जय यशोदा मैया. सेज She has now started chasing after, running after her son, Krishna. He's just a little baby, little boy. Running is very natural for children. Children do not even walk, they always run. Effortlessly, they run. They love to run. So, Krishna is running and running, and behind is Yashoda. And for her, run after Krishna is not an easy thing to do. But earlier it has been also mentioned that yoginam, and yogis cannot approach him, he becomes inaccessible. Lots of austerities. Tapaseritam manaha. No. Apakshamam. Still they cannot reach out Krishna. So that was one thing. Here, well, this is point is going to be proved. Srila Prabhupada is going to be pointing out, yeah, in the purport, Prabhupada says, these verses, this lila, is going to be proving the superiority of bhakti yoga over all other yogas. Gyanis cannot approach, yogis cannot approach, or after long endeavor, they access or perceive, realize, again, only partial realization. And only bhaktas catch hold of Krishna as he is, Purnam, complete Krishna as he is, with his form and qualities and pastimes. Others get only some clue, and after lots of endeavor, maybe, maybe not. So Yashoda is certainly a bhakta, a devotee. But she is also a lady, and a bit elderly lady, in fact. They did not have child soon after their marriage. They had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Nanda Maharaj, by now he was a Baba, Nanda Baba. Only elderly people are addressed as Baba. Or saintly persons and elderly persons are. So, this is a fact that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were elderly, and Shukdev Goswami is again getting our attention to the form of Yashoda. Sumadhyama. She has a thin waist. Her waist is thin. However, Shroni Bharakanta Gatihi. But she has large hips. Hips are large. Her breasts are well developed. So that is quite a load. Bhara. And in the middle she is Sumadhyama, which is sign of beauty, also having a thin waist, but here is not helping because she has to run behind with lots of that kind of personality and form that Yashoda has. Javena Vishran Sita Kesha Bandhana Chuta Prasunanugati Paramrashat. However, she is doing her best to run, and she slowed down from time to time, but she is running very, very fast, and that could be realized. That while she was churning, we heard the flowers were falling off her head because she was moving, endeavoring, shaking. She had to shake her head. So flowers were falling down. And now some more flowers are falling off her hair. And those flowers falling down are not just falling down, but it is said that the anugatihi, these flowers were following her. As she was following Krishna, the flowers falling off her hair were following her. What does that mean? She must be running very fast. As the flowers fell down, they were not just falling down, but going down like that and falling, not just going down. As if they were running after, following Yashoda. and Paramrashat. Finally, after lots of rounds and running hither and thither and round and up and down, the fun for Krishna, well, not only fun, but mixed with fear, is scared, is afraid of getting caught and getting beaten up, some punishment awaiting. So he's trying to not get caught. So he's doing his best to run and run and run. But Yashoda is not giving it up. Do not give it up. We heard the mantra the other day. Do not give it up. So Yashoda did not give it up until finally she has succeeded. Paramrashat. Paramrishta. Where is that? Damodrashtak. Paramrishtam. So in that Damodrashtak also, we. Yashoda bhiyo ulukhalad dhavamanam. And then, paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. Okay. From behind, Yashoda gopya, from behind, Yashoda has gone behind Krishna and caught hold. In fact, the many of those, the Satyavrat Muni, compiler of this Damodarashtaka, is certainly referring to this Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 9th chapter. Many references are there. This was one, and as we go, we should be coming across a few more. And so he has been caught by Yashoda. With Krishna's one hand is held by Yashoda. And in other hand, she still has a stick and she is waving the stick. and she says, according to Jiva Goswami, and okay, that comes just in the next verse. So so kratagasam tam rudantam akshini kashantam ajjam mashini swapanina udvikshamanam bhaya vivalekshanam haste grahitva bhishayantyava agururat. So this offender, Lord has been described, he is offender. And tam rudantam, and he is crying now. He is crying as if he has also admitted his offense. Yes, I'm the one, that's the one. You know. And swapanina, with his one hand, haste grahitva bhishayanta ava gururat. And Yashoda is chastising. She has held one hand, other hand has a stick, she is waving and she is talking, she is teaching him some lessons. And she says, you Ashant, you restless child, you Vanara Priya, understand? You the lover of monkeys. She had seen him feeding monkeys. Vanara Priya Graha Luntaka, you the thief stealing butter. And you this, you bad boy, you Roshakranta. And she has addressed him one hand held, now he cannot go away. Okay, you see the stick? And she says more. This is Jiva Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami. He says, from today onwards, forget the butter. You'll not get the butter. I'm going to tie you up. And no more playing with the friends. Forget the playing. You will not even be able to see them. You understand? Na shaknosi kridakani. And no toys. Maya, you are crying, I know. Chanda khilo na, I want that toy, that moon toy. You would ask for this toy, that toy, that toy, that toy. But now she says, enough is enough. No more playing. No more toys. No more butter. And you will not be unable to see your friends anymore. I'm going to tie you up. And we move on. Tyaktva yastim sutam bhitam vigya yarbhaka vatsala. Ye shakilatam bandhu damnat viryako vidaha. So now the next event. In fact, she's throwing away that stick because she has noticed that he's really scared. Scared of me, especially scared. He's looking at the stick all the time. What is going to next? Is it come down upon me, this stick? Don't beat me, mother, don't beat me. If you don't like getting beaten, why did you break yogurt pot today? There's a dialogue. Which we don't know, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has come up with a little dialogue here. He's reading in between lines and he says, and Krishna says, I won't do that anymore. But throw down the stick, please. I won't do this anymore. And so Mother Yashoda, that point, she began worrying, especially. Now, she had a stick in the hand and she was thinking, you know, in this state of mind, he's so much scared that who knows what he would do. So she has thrown away the stick. So that is what this verse says. So not only because that he is offender and broken pot and this mischief, that mischief, he should be punished and for that he should be tied up, tied down. Yet there is another reason why he should be tied down, Yashoda thinks. That if I do not tie him down, he's so much scared, so much afraid, he may run into the forest. He may leave home. He may never come back. We may not find him. I should better protect him. I should. For that reason, I had to tie him down. This is also Yashoda's thought behind the idea of tying him down to Ukhal, to the mortar. Sabhitam vigyaya arbhaka vatsala. So knowing, Yashoda is arbhaka vatsala. As Krishna is bhakta vatsala, Krishna has affection for his bhaktas, so he is known as bhakta vatsal. Krishna is bhakta vatsal, and Yashoda is arbhaka vatsala. Arbhak is child. Her affection towards her son And hence he is known as Arbhaka Vatsala. So that Arbhaka Vatsala, Yashoda, she has thrown the stick away, seeing Krishna, Vigyaya Bhitam Sutam, seeing her son, very much afraid. Yesha Khilatam Badantu. So now she wants to tie him. No beating, but at least tying is necessary, she thinks. Damnath, and for that she is going to tie him using the rope. Avirya Kovida. Tad Virya Kovida. She is going to tie him. He is going to tie that Krishna. And she doesn't know the two meanings out of here, the Acharya said. Either she knows or she doesn't know. The way the word could be broken in two ways, atat or tat. Atat virya kovida or tat virya kovida. She knew, she did not know. Both. So, well, if she did not know, that is because of Vatsalya Ras that she has for Krishna. There's no Vaikuntha spirit, awe and reverence. This is Vrindavan. And Krishna, he doesn't exhibit his virya and this and that and opulence. And he is just her son, like other ladies have their sons. This is just her son, and she doesn't know. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya sriya jnana vairagya, all that Bhagavan, the six opulences Krishna has in full, and that Aishwarya bhav, that Aishwarya jnana, she is devoid of that. That is how she could become mother of the Lord, play the role of this Vatsalya Ras, Arbhaka Vatsala. So she doesn't know. She doesn't know the all-opulent or all-powerful. And hence she is going ahead and tie him up. And the Acharya's comment, and if she knew the virya, the prowess of her son, she knows how naughty he is, how mischievous he is. He could do this, he could do that, there's no dull moment. When Krishna is around, he's always exhibiting some naughty, some... So that kind of prowess, that kind of virya of her child is known to her. But she doesn't know the other Aishwarya, virya, yasha, this, that. She only knows her son, and he's certainly very powerful and very naughty and very, he could be doing things upside down and could be cause of a lot of disturbance. And so we have some. Na chantarna bahir yashana purvam na pichaparam purva param bahishantara jagato yo jagachaya. This she doesn't know, this kind of Lord is described briefly here, that she is ready to chastise Krishna. She doesn't even know that yam brahma varunendra rudra marutas sunvanti divyaistavai the demigods like Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Chandra, and all others, they offer prayers to the Lord. Yashoda's prayer is just, "You rascal, you bad boy, you thief, you restless child. See the stick?" So that's Yashoda. While Brahma is offering prayers. Just today we were there with Parikrama party. And on the way there's a village called Chaumuha. Chaumuha. There's one village not far from here called Chaumuha on the highway. Chau, there's four Muha heads, four-headed Brahma. In that area, offered prayers to the Lord. Soon after, this is the 9th chapter, that those prayers are, I think, 14th chapter, a few chapters ahead. And Brahma is offering prayers. Begging for apology for his offenses. That was not enough here. Apologies. He goes to Mayapur Navadvip and he's performing more austerities and then ends up becoming Brahma Haridas and then he's chanting, "I'm offender, I just want to chant," you know. Well, he's like that. Others also. When they go to Dwarka, they have to stand in a queue. Or, "Oh, Brahma has come to see you." "But which Brahma? Go find out." And then Brahma, "Oh, you may come in, but could you please say which Brahma are you?" Lord would like to know. "Oh, how many Brahmas are there? I thought I was the only one." "Well, please tell, four-headed Brahma." And then he gets appointment, he gets to come in. And so they come and go, they don't even get appointment sometimes to see the Lord. So big, big, powerful demigods, Lord is dealing with them this way and they have all awe and reverence and Yashoda is only talking another kind of, "You see, boy, see the stick?" So, Chantar Bahir Yasya. So, Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end. No exterior, no interior, no front, no rear. In other words, He is all-pervading. Because He is not under influence of the element of time, for Him there is no difference between past and present and future. He exists in His own transcendental form at all times. So that kind of Lord that she is dealing with and attempting to tie Him up. That from top to bottom, everything is maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sa charachar. He's binding. He has bound already everything, everyone in this world. With the three modes of material nature, He makes everyone, everything dance. As if at His command, everything is not even blade of grass moves. Without His sanction, everything is bound, everything is controlled, governed. And such personality, Yashoda is wishing to bind Him up or have her control over for this kind of Lord. Tam matva atmajam avyaktam martya lingam adhokshajam. She is thinking, her thought is, oh, this is my son. That's all that I know. Martya lingam, like other ladies have their sons, this is my son. And he has done some mischief. It's my duty to chastise him. There is also Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur. He used to try to teach lessons to Nimai, chastise him, this, that. Some learned pandits would approach him and say, Jagannath Mishraji, do you not know that your son is Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are chastising him, you are doing this to him? No, I don't care. He is my son. It's my duty to train him. If he does something wrong, I have to rectify him. He will just dismiss. So from time to time, they would come and say, Jagannath Mishra, what are you doing? It's Lord. Martya lingam adhokshajam. And Krishna is adhokshaja. And he is trying to... Adhokshaja. It's not easy to conceive, easy to perceive personality of Lord is like that. Hence he is called Adhokshaja. Aksha means eyes or even senses. And senses kind of are not capable. They fall short. Not strong enough, powerful enough to perceive. Hence the Lord is called Adhokshaja. Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. So adhaha. Senses kind of remain down, Lord remains up. Adha. Adha means down. Senses remain at their level, they have their limit. And Lord is unlimited and transcendental, and so he cannot be perceived. So he's adhokshaja. Aksha. Also in this word, adhokshaja, there's a aksha, two letters, aksha. So the syllables in Devanagari, in Sanskrit, they begin with a. The first letter is a, and last letter is ksha, aksha, akshaja. Whatever is born of these all letters, from A to Z, you use all the letters and still... He cannot be described fully or cannot be perceived. And there's another interpretation of his adhokshaja. And yet another one is, I just heard that today from one of our devotee pandit. And he was explaining adhokshaja. You know that Shaktasur Leela, Lord was lying down in underneath a cart, and then he kicked, and the cart, there was a demon, that whole cart was a demon, and it was trying to, then it broke, and the cart, and Krishna could have been killed. Under that, so aksha means axle. Aksha means axle of the cart. So luckily he was saved, or that was like his second birth. Adha means down, underneath or beneath or down that axle, Krishna was caught. But luckily he was saved, as if ja, he took birth again. Adhokshaja, adha akshaja. Give the three words. Adha down, beneath, aksha the axle, and ja he was born. He was born underneath that axle of that shakat, that cart, which was a demon. Hence, Lord's name is Adhokshaja. So that kind of Adhokshaja, well, he is avyaktam, unmanifest, but see, he is only thinking matva, atmajam, he is my child, and martya lingam, just, like any other children, is my son. Gopiko ulukhale damna babandha prakratam yatha, and she is tying Krishna to a mortar with the help of the rope, considering him prakratam yatha, considering him ordinary, as an ordinary child. She is tying him up. And there's a little comment that Bhagavatam doesn't say, Srila Jiva Goswami is pointing out, Bhagavatam doesn't say that, it's talked about his tying to the mortar, but on the belly, the udar part, the belly part not mentioned in Bhagavatam. But then he gives reference from Hari Vamsha, scripture called Hari Vamsha, and therein there is mention of that he was tied his belly, that's him, his belly and the mortar together were tied. Reference from Hari Vamsha. And it is also explained that, well, she could have tied him to the hand or with, well, neck would be too much. The hand or feet. Why belly? She was a bit considerate. She was thinking that he would get more hurt if he's tied to the, around his wrists or ankles, could be hurting him more. So she has tied him around his waist, the belly and the mortar together. Very kind of Yashoda, she's very kind that she chose to tie him, his belly and the mortar together. Krishna was bound by uncommon motherly love of Yashoda. Uncommonly motherly love of Yashoda. And her thought is, this is my son and I had to do something like this to control my son. Tam dama badhyamanasya svarbhakasya kratagasaha dvangulona amabhuttena sandadhe anyacha gopika. Okay, now the next thing is, well, she has found a rope and she thinks this is long enough to tie him up. and she is trying to tie her son with the mortar. Yesterday we mentioned why mortar. Mortar also has to be punished, because mortar is party. And the stealing was not done only by Krishna, but with the help. Krishna did it with the help of the mortar. So mortar was party to this offense or this stealing business. The theft was, mortar was there, very much there. So both are to be punished, so both are tied. Yashoda wants to tie, punish the mortar and her son. So she has some rope. She thinks this is long enough and she is trying to tie Krishna. But then what happens? Nyunam. It is short. How much short? 2 fingers short. Soon it's mentioned. More attempts. Okay, more attempts. She has brought some more rope, tied that to the earlier rope, made the rope longer. Again, attempt of putting rope around his belly and the mortar. Again, the rope is short. How much short? 2 fingers short. Okay, get some more. Well, she's getting herself some more ropes and tying. Evam swageha damani, geha damani Yashoda sandadhatyapi. So all the ropes, she has gone everywhere. Every time she comes with a rope too short, again she is going to another part of her Nanda Bhavan, another. We on here, she goes to Goshala. Some of the ropes from the cows were tied, they have been set free now. More ropes were needed, so from Goshala some cows go into the grazing ground and their ropes are also used for making rope longer and longer and longer. Well, rope is getting longer, but belly is not becoming bigger. The belly is of the same size. She even says, oh, I already have a 150 hasta feet long rope, and Krishna's waist is just a fist size. Fist, not a big fist. His waist is just that size, and I already have 150 feet long rope. And then 1,000 feet and 100,000 feet long. The belly is the same size. And every time it is short. How much short? There's a comment. It is not 10 fingers short. Never happened. Only 4 fingers short, never happened. 3 fingers short or whatever, 20 fingers short, every time. Shortage is only how much? 2 fingers. Not 3, no 5, not 1. Only 2 fingers short every time. Now, around this time, as we get to understand from our Acharya's commentary, now, Krishna is determined. Both parties are determined. Yashoda wants to make sure, I want to end up tying him up. I have to do it. First of all, he's so many wrong things he has done today. And next thing is, he may run away to the forest. I have to tie him up. So she is determined, and he is not less determined. His determination is not to get bound. It appears that he is not doing anything to achieve that goal of not getting bound, but you know, by his will, and that will is called Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Lord has a power called Satya Sankalpa Shakti, the power to fulfill each and every desire of the Lord. He wants to get his desires fulfilled, then the Satya Sankalpa Shakti does that job. So that Shakti has entered or has been employed by the Lord. He appears to be doing nothing, just standing there, but his Shakti is in action. And Vibhuti Shakti, the power to show or reveal his opulence. So these two Shaktis are in action. So far these two Shaktis are in action, Yashoda is not going to be succeeding. She will not become successful. Doesn't matter how much long rope, all the ropes in the three worlds are gathered. So far those Shaktis are there to fulfill the wish of the Lord, desire of the Lord. No, I don't want to be bound. Okay, energies. You understand what my wish is? Okay, sir. Your wish is our command. And here we are. So let Yashoda work. We know what is your instruction, what is your desire. So she's attempting and attempting and attempting. And by now, it is mentioned here that, not the commentaries, that this pastime has gone on all day. Not just little part of the morning. Whole morning, noon, in the afternoon also, running behind and, you know, to catch hold of him took time. And then to tie him down is taking time because ropes are not enough. More ropes, get more ropes. And it is afternoon by now and the word has spread around the town because lots of commotion, lot of run around. Hey, I'm going to get you. Stop. No, mother, he's running and the things are, he's jumping over, jumping down. So lots of sounds are there. As a result, the neighboring ladies have come to know and they are watching the scene now. There's a big audience. Two actors, Yashoda and Krishna, are acting. And all neighboring ladies says, Susmayanti nam gopina, and they are laughing and giggling. Nice, yes. We have been asking you to punish him in the past. You never did so. So finally, the culprit is getting punished. They're joining Yashoda. Good, yes. They're upholding, yes. Go ahead. And they're seeing the rope is too short. The neighboring ladies are also helping us. Take some of our ropes. And the other, I also have ropes. Use this rope. And use this rope. And all ladies are helping, bringing their ropes. And Yashoda is tying. And every time, trying to tie. And it is again, what is happening? Two fingers short, sorry. No success story here. Krishna was thinking, and she's thinking of, or she's not only thinking, but she wants to bind me up, but I must do my daily duties of stealing yogurt. Krishna is thinking, if she ties me up, I have this daily duty of
You know, stealing, that will stop. How could I perform my daily routine work, you know? I have to do this. So if she ties me up, it's going to be full stop. And also, you know, my friends, I have to play with them. They must be waiting. They will keep waiting for me. A lot of times, unless I come on the scene, they do not even begin the play. Just now coming, he's coming. Now wait, wait, he's coming. He should be coming. Just wait, just wait. So she's thinking of tying me up, but what about stealing butter? And what about playing with my friends? These are concerns of Krishna. He's very much concerned about these matters. And swamatu svinna gatraya visrastavaka visrastav kabara srajaha drishtva parishramam krishnaha krapaya asita swabandhane. Now, swamatu svinna gatraya. Now, first she was early morning. She labored very, very hard to churn the butter. And while doing that, she was perspiring. That was one. That time also, flowers were falling off her head. From her head. And the next thing was to catch him up. That took a lot of endeavor, a lot of time. She lost some more flowers that time. And now, in this endeavor of gathering the ropes and trying to tie him up, Svinna Gatraya, she is perspiring, so much sweat all day. This is the third time. And third time, some more flowers, well, remaining flowers probably by now. Her hair have become loose and more flowers are falling on the ground, hither, thither, wherever she is running to get the robes. But Krishna is drishtva. Lord has taken note of parishramam krishnaha drishtva. Lord has seen the parishram. Lord is, Yashoda had been laboring hard, working hard to tie him up, working very, very hard, and she is determined. Utsahat, nishayat, dhairyat, she has all these qualities. She is very enthusiastic. Utsahat, nishayat, she is a great determination. And patience, doesn't matter how much time it takes, she is not going to give it up. So, not only shram, but she is doing parishram. Shram means you do shram and then you may be stopping some kind of break, some interruption, some vacation, relax, take it easy. But the word is not only shram, shrama eva hi kevalam, that we always hear, shrama eva hi kevalam, the useless labor only. If you do not develop love of Godhead or love for Visvakshena Kathasuya, if you do not develop affection for Katha of Visvakshen, name of the Lord, then everything else that you have done, what you have done is just labor or useless labor only. Sutta Goswami says in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. But Yashoda here, of course, she's doing all this with devotion, full of devotion, and no interruption. That's why word is parishram. Ahaituki and apratihata. Causeless or no motive, only to see things. She's serving her Krishna by tying him up and doing these things, doing good to him, service to him, and she's doing this without interruption. Or Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Lord describes in Bhagavad Gita also that bhakti should be satata yuktana. Satat. The way this word sounds, listen to this word, satat, satat. Is there any interruption in this? Satat, 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 satat. There's no space in between those letters, satat. Satata yuktana. This word, one letter follows another one, leaving no space in between those letters. Satat. Satat. Say it, satat. Satat. Too slow. Satat. 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 So Lord says, satat. The devotional service should be satat. There's no break, no space, no spacing out. As we sometimes say. So Yashoda has no spacing out. Satat Parishram. She is not only Parishram, Parishram. Samyak, complete, wholesome, continuous, uninterrupted. So Lord has seen that. And says there's a determination, all those symptoms of devotional service. And when Krishna has seen that, then his kripa, Yashoda's parishram and Krishna's kripa, kripaya asita swabandhane. When Krishna has taken note of the parishram, all this endeavor, devotion, and parishram, the labor, uninterrupted determination of Yashoda, then Lord has, well, both parties are determined. Yashoda is determined and Krishna is equally determined. One wants to bind with the great determination, other one wants not to be bound. There is also determination. And when there's a competition like this between devotee and the Lord, Lord doesn't mind getting defeated. What happened that grandfather Bhishma also, he took vow. And Krishna had already taken vow. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I will not lift any, use any weapon. This was Lord's vow. And one day, Bhishma, I think it was 10th day of the battle, the night before, he took vow. Tomorrow, that the Kauravas, Duryodhan, I know, you're not exhibiting all your powers because of your partiality, because of your weakness, your affection. And he was being accused like that, being partial. And then he said, I will, tomorrow you will see. I take vow, tomorrow Lord has to take a weapon. And so that happened too. So both had taken vows and they had entered the battle of Kurukshetra. And on that day, Krishna had to pick up a weapon. He picked up a chariot of the wheel and became known as Chakrapani. Little compromise. You couldn't call that as a weapon. Could act, work like a weapon, but not exactly a weapon. No one could have imagined that he could use a wheel of the chariot as a weapon. So Bhishma, he conquered, or Lord broke his promise. He withdrew his that kind of determination or vow, and let my devotee's vow or determination prevail. So same thing happening here. So when Lord, he had been watching all day, and even by end of the day, there's a lot of parishram, determination, so he's not going to give it up. So then Lord has, he had earlier put those energies in place and given them instruction, okay, energies, this vibhuti, sankalp shakti, the other one, vibhuti shakti and satya sankalpa shakti. Because they were in action, so there's no question of Yashoda becoming successful. So they were withdrawn. And this shakti of Krishna's mercy, which reigns as the king of all potencies and illuminates all others, melts the heart of the Lord and turns it into butter. Vaishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, so he has withdrawn those energies, sankalp, shakti, vibhuti, shakti, satya sankalp and vibhuti shaktis. And in that place, another shakti is kripa shakti. Kripaya, kripa shakti is in place, and this is king of all the potencies. King of all potencies is this kripa shakti, and that kripa shakti melts the heart of the Lord. Lord becomes kind-hearted, and his heart becomes or turns into butter, soft, melted butter-like heart Lord develops towards his devotee. When Lord is kripalu or exhibits his kripa, and then everything is done, devotee succeeds, devotee makes progress, devotee attains the Lord. So, drishtva parishramam krishnaha kripaya asita swabandhane. So he, kripaya, by his kripa shakti, by his mercy, mercifully he allowed Yashoda to bind him up. And he has become bound now. And he has become, who has he become now? Now he is Damodar. Ah, Damodar. And that day, I just reminded of this. When all this happened, Balram was out of station. Whenever Balram is not around, Krishna gets into trouble. There are many pastimes like that. Again today, where we were on parikrama, Krishna's friends and all the cows were stolen by Brahma. on that day, Balaram wasn't there. The day that Kaliya passed time, chastising Kaliya, that day Balaram had stayed behind. Krishna got into trouble. So like that. So when Balaram did come back and opened the door, front gate, he has come through the front gate, and there he sees the scene, Damodar. He is seeing Krishna tied up and cannot even move and is still crying. And when Balaram saw this, he was very angry. Who has done this? Who has tied my Krishna, my brother, to the mortar? Pacha barasako shama sakhina sanganahi niharori, says. And he's just a few years old, 5 years. He never even looks at gopis. Is that the reason? He's teasing gopis, doing this, that to the gopis. Is that the reason he has been tied up? Nahi utpata kare bhrata mero bhoro bharori. My brother is such an innocent brother, and he has been tied up. Someone is punishing him. And when he was addressed, look at my innocent brother. And Krishna was saying, yes, yes, at least someone understands. Someone understands me. Thank you, brother, for being my advocate. Ma ko ave tarasamataya kumatamarori. He says, now seeing Krishna in this condition, you know, this is, I cannot stand this, is heartbreaking. How could someone do such a thing? Bade jugana se nanda babane yako parori. He has some clue that Yashoda must have done this. So Balaram think, you know, Nanda Maharaj takes so much care, so much trouble to protect us, Krishna. So who is it? Who is punishing, beating and tying up Krishna? He knows it must be Yashoda. So he is praising Nanda Maharaj for good father. He's always taking good care of us. But must be that mother, you know. Could be that mother, Yashoda. Must be tying him up. Krishna kanaiya chota bhaiyo mere bhoro bharori. Again he says, my brother, chota bhaiya mero, bhoro bharo, such an innocent brother. Brother. And he's, he's very furious. So this is Balaram's reaction to this episode, as he just walked in and noticed Krishna tied to the mortar. And then there are some, towards the end of the chapter, we are stopping here. But as we continue through some conclusions, the purport, Sukhdev Goswami will give the purport himself of the review and some remarks and some philosophical conclusions and statements, some observations. And Kurdamodar Leela is not limited only to the tying Krishna to the mortar. That was not the end of the day or end of the pastime. Then he wants to be yet
naughtier than... He had done many naughty things that day, and now, as he's tied up and he's thinking, do something more. And then what he does, concluding, giving liberation to those Yamalarjun trees and interaction between Damodar, who is still tied to the mortar, and those two brothers, sons of Kuber. There's a whole dialogue between them. So Damodar Leela continues through the next chapter also. So we'll go up to there tomorrow, which is our final session, and let's see how much time. Tomorrow is also a very special event, the Gopastami, the day Krishna was promoted, the promotion day, was promoted to become Gopal. He was someone else, he was Vatsapal, he becomes Gopal. So related with that pastime, and time permits, we'll try to say a few things. Very well.